Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. This is something we all need to think about. Every single person has a lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that cleans our body and our brain. And we ignore it in medicine, and it's ignored in our idea of health and disease. And if we want to get healthy, we have to get control of this system. On today's show, I'm discussing how good posture is important to improve the lymphatic system and health. Good posture is not something we think about when we're ill, but it is imperative that you start thinking of your lymphatic system and how you can improve it by just standing a little straighter. Many clients who have pain or are ill come into their first session with me and sit slouched over with their shoulders forward, their head down, and this limits their circulation. I ask them to sit up a little straighter and ask them how that feels, and they say it feels better. They feel more open. And this is the first thing I explain to them, that they can improve their lymph flow and circulation and detoxification in their body and also improve their immune response by standing or sitting with a straighter back. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, they give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, I develop work called Lymphpractic. It's fully closed, and it gets to the root cause of your problem. It reduces cellular waste in the body. Over a few weeks of activating your lymphatic system, you start feeling better, and most people feel better from the first time, because when you reduce inflammation, which is really the root cause of most of our health problems, your cells in your body begin to feel better, and when your cells feel better, you feel better. Most importantly, I give you steps to understand. Whether you go to my website, you go to my YouTube, Facebook, you're always going to learn something that teaches you to maintain your lymphatic system. Now, if you live out of state, can't get in to see me in Arizona, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. If you want to, you know, lower your risk of disease, if you want to help prevent disease, if you just want to have a vibrant life with an intact mind, too many people are losing their memories, then you need to know how to maintain your lymphatic system. So I'm going to explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification in the body and brain. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can benefit most health problems. And one of the easiest ways is by changing your posture. So why is good posture so important to improve the lymphatic system and health? Number one, it's something that you have control over. Who can change your posture? Really, you have to do this. And it's not about standing straight and being perfect. It's just standing a little straighter can make a big difference. First, you have to know that the lymphatic system is the body's sewage treatment system. And if we interfere with the body's sewage treatment system, we're going to get toxic. This tiny network of vessels and nodes helps to maintain every system in your body, your skin, muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain are all dependent on a healthy, flowing lymphatic system. And when I say flowing, it must actually flow to pick up waste in your tissues, in your organs, and bring them up into your neck to where it has to re-enter a vein, go into your heart, into your blood again, and be pushed out. So it really is another system, very much like your blood system, your circulatory system. It just happens to start, it's a one-way river, where our blood is a loop of arteries and veins, and the lymphatic system is a one-way river. Wherever it starts, in your toe, your knee, your hip, your brain, it just has to work your way down, work its way down, and pick up waste and bring fluid to the major lymph drains in your neck. So if you have pain and illness or just want to keep healthy, you have to become good at maintaining this system that cleans your body and brain. It's really crazy that we don't even acknowledge this system in medicine unless you have cancer. So more than cleaning your body, the lymphatic system is a big part to your immune system. Immune cells that fight cancer, bacteria, and viruses are moved around the body through your lymphatic vessels. So when your lymph flow is compromised, your immune response is compromised. So by maintaining your lymphatic system, you can improve your immune response. We take supplements in the hope of, you know, that they're going to improve our immune system, improve our health. But when we work with our lymphatic system, when we do things to improve our lymph flow, we're directly taking control of our health and the way the body cleans itself, the way it moves around immune cells. If you think about the lymphatic system as a tiny plumbing system with vessels as thin as a strand of hair or microscopic, you can see how this system can become congested often. So every time we take a deep breath, we're opening up this system. Every time we bend, every time you move a muscle and put some pressure into your circulatory system, we're putting pressure into the lymph system and helping to open up. When you slouch or sit with a forward head tilt or stand with a forward head tilt or shoulder slouch, you are not supporting the body's frame as it should be supported. When slouching, your organs can be pressing against each other and against important lymph vessels and blood vessels and limiting circulation. The major lymph vessels, what I like to call major lymph drains, is under your clavicle bones. And the clavicle bones are the bones right in the front of your neck. And when you slouch or have a forward head tilt, you are limiting lymph flow. It really is a mechanical problem. So and people feel this. When I see someone in my office and I ask them, oh, okay, do this. Try standing straighter, a little straighter. And I ask them, how does that feel? They say, it feels better. We're just used to sitting without any, you know, tension in our body. We want to sit up straight. We want to stand up straight. It makes a big difference in how well our body flows and our circulation works. So you don't have to be perfect sitting straight with your posture to improve lymph flow. For some, it will be impossible because you have really bad posture and very forward head tilt, and your muscles and body may take a long time to straighten up a little bit. But if you just sit a little straighter or stand a little straighter than what you normally do, you will feel a big difference, number one, in how it feels in your body, but you may also feel lymph flow. It actually feels different. And try it. Try it now. Just sit or stand a little straighter. You may even take a deep breath. There you go. I do. I just sat a little straighter. And, you know, your body wants to breathe. Your body wants to function better. And you'll feel more relaxed in your body. So when we're slouching, you know, a lot of us have anxiety. And when we slouch, we limit lymph flow out of our head. Remember that the major outflow of cerebral spinal fluid from the brain, the fluid that maintains your brain, is through lymphatic vessels. So when we slouch and we have a forward head tilt, then fluid and cellular waste can build in your brain, making you more anxious, even depression. Really, most problems are due to cellular waste building in our brain. So when we sit a little straighter, when we stand a little straighter, we're improving that ability of the lymph system to flow and to clean the brain, to clean the body. And when you sit a little straighter, if you're stressed, if you sit a little straighter, take some deep breaths, you feel better. And it's not magic, it's just the proper use of science. And it's the same, you know, we really just have to have an awareness. That's what most people tell me, that it really is about an awareness in the body. And, you know, right now, most people don't even know they have a lymphatic system. So, you know, once you start thinking about your lymphatic system, you become more aware that you have to really think about it more and think about ways of getting it to flow. Is it posture? Is it drinking water? Is it deep breathing? Taking a few supplements? Getting a lymphatic drainage session? Eating a better diet? So all these things help to make the lymphatic system work better. So before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system over a few weeks, to boost your immune system, natural detoxification, and make you more relaxed in your body and mind. Most people say they get so relaxed, they've never been that relaxed in their life. And it's because I'm opening the lymphatic system, opening up their lymph flow in their brain, and you just feel more relaxed. It's instantaneous. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help learn to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. It's going to teach you how to become control over your health. It's something that most people don't know they have to do. We have to maintain our lymphatic system. Next time you're in front of a mirror, check out your posture. You know, we really don't look at it. We look straight on in the mirror. Stand to the side. Do a side posture. You know, to help your posture, we need to do a few exercises. I'm not talking about going to a gym, which would help, because if we have strong muscles, very often our muscles become a little weaker and our body doesn't have the support. So going to a gym and seeing a trainer, if you've never done any exercise or working out, would be a benefit. But once you know how to work out, you'll feel more comfortable. And I've seen many people who just can't get well, have pain, and their doctor will send them to a trainer and they'll adjust their muscles, and you know their pain gets better. So it really is about having good posture and good support in the body, and then we do much better. So a few exercises that you can do. One is with an exercise ball. Bending backwards on an exercise ball really helps to open up the major lymphatic vessels by stretching the chest and the neck. When you stretch on an exercise ball, you're actually opening up the lymph vessels, and you're also stretching the muscles in your chest, in your pectoralis area, in your shoulders, which are going to help you to be able to stand straighter. So if you don't have an exercise ball, you can definitely just go to the end of a couch or a bed and just lean your shoulders and head a little bit off the end of a couch or a bed and just stretch downwards and stretch a little bit more over, and just don't go too far over where you fall over, right? That's not going to be good. But you'll see it actually puts a little stretch into your chest, and that opens up the major lymph vessel, the thoracic duct, and the cisterna chyli, which is 3 vessels which connect to the thoracic duct, and it mechanically opens them up. You're physically right then and there opening that up, and that can make a big difference into how your lymph flow flows. If you don't have an exercise ball, you can stand against a wall. Try standing flat, bring your heels against the wall, put your shoulders against the wall, and then try and bring the curve of your back into the wall and your head. Over time, this can make a big difference. This is something that was taught when I was in school, when my father was in school, to change the posture in kids. So this is something we can all do. It's really changing your musculature. It is really about being aware, right? If we're not aware of the lymphatic system, then we're not going to be aware that we have to have good posture to help the lymphatic system. So it really is about awareness. Once I tell people in my office that they need to have good posture to help their lymphatic system, I see them straightening up. I see them while they're sitting or doing something else, they actually come aware and straighten their body up. And that's what happens. I see this in my home with my family, that when I see someone slouching, I straighten up, then they straighten up. So it's just having an awareness. We're not always going to have perfect posture, but we want to be more aware that we have the ability to straighten up our posture to improve our lymph flow. So we want to receive a few lymphatic drainage sessions. This can help to relax the body to help improve your posture. But lymphatic drainage sessions are very important. They actually remove inflammation and the buildup of cellular waste, which is blocking your circulation and lymph flow, and you will see an amazing difference. It just takes a few weeks of lymph practic sessions to make a big difference in your life. If you need an acid alkaline food chart, there's one on the bottom. We didn't get to talk much about pH, but pH is very important. It's good to put an acid alkaline food chart on your refrigerator. It'll make a big difference. It's on my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com, on the bottom. Next podcast, I'll be explaining how to help neurodegenerative diseases like dementia by detoxing cellular waste. If I can help you understand how to help, how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tell others about our website, about my podcast and Facebook and Twitter. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance. Have a balanced and joyful life. This is your host, John Ossipinski.